A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exult, exult with her, all you who are mourning over her. Oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breast. For thus says the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her son, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem, you shall find your comfort. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bodies flourish like the grass. The Lord's power shall be known to his servants. Verbum Domini. In you, Lord, I have found my peace. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor are my eyes haughty. I busy not myself with great things, nor with things too sublime for me.
In you, Lord,
nay, rather, I have stilled and quieted my soul like a weaned child. Like a weaned child on its mother's lap, so is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteo.
Gloria a ti, Domine.
The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Verbum Domini. Believe it or not, there is more to life than bad news. While the world may want you to think otherwise, I invite you to hear some good news that is both good and true. And that is when Jesus says, "Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom." Saint Therese wants to show you how to become one of these little ones. Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, who is celebrated as both Virgin and Doctor of the Church, earned a great title for someone who only reached 24 years of age, not much more than a child herself when she died. In fact, most of her sainthood was lived as a child. And yet, a child can have a great influence on an adult. And the child that influenced Saint Therese the most was the child Jesus. For it was Jesus who modeled our need to become children by becoming one himself. Jesus, who is infinity, arrived as an infant. And yet, it seems so many are afraid to encounter Jesus. And so we turn to Saint Therese for some insight as to how to understand Jesus better. Saint Therese knew that when God sees us, he doesn't look into our souls to say, "I accept you, and I reject you, and I accept you," or "I love this one, but not this one." But rather, he peers into our soul to see if we accept or reject him, if we love him or not. And when we open our souls to God, he leaps in. "Unless you become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of God." Saint Therese is a wonderful example of not only how to become a little child, but how to be saved by one. Saint Therese's title includes Doctor of the Church, declared so by Saint Pope John Paul II in 1997. And everyone knows we should listen to our doctors. And like a good doctor, she prescribes a remedy for our illness, and it's called the Little Way. And while there is much written about the Little Way, I have found three core teachings, first of which is that I must put up with myself as I am, with all my imperfections and weaknesses, but I always must strive to be holier than I am right now. In other words, we aspire for holiness, but do not worry about our limitations. This is the first step of what Saint Therese called an elevator to God. The second step is to expect everything from God, to leap into his arms and be lifted up by him. It's important to know that the elevator Saint Therese speaks of is actually the open arms of Jesus. When my oldest son was about 3 years old, I remember going into the kitchen where my son had somehow climbed the cabinets like Spider-Man. And there he was, standing on the counter. So standing right in front of him, I held out my arms and I said, "Jump." With outstretched arms in Superman style, he jumped. And after catching him, I put him down and I told him not to climb the cabinets anymore. I didn't have much experience as a father at that time, and I should have thought it through. But later that afternoon, he was at it again. And when he called me in from the other room, I had hardly turned the corner into the kitchen when he launched like a miniature trapeze artist. He was in the air. I had to run to catch him. He thought it was great fun. My back did not. Fortunately, I was able to convince him to give up his trust diving career before anyone was hurt. But I never forgot his absolute trust in me. My not catching him was not even a possibility, which is, of course, how we are to leap into the arms of God. He will never drop us. He always catches his children. The third step in this little way is to become truly humble, to forget oneself. True goodness and true humility is unaware of its own goodness and humility. Sister Claire Crockett was fond of telling the story of Pope John Paul II when, after a busy scheduled day of travel and mass and activities, someone asked him, "Holy Father, aren't you tired?" The Pope responded, "I don't know." This is someone who had totally forgotten himself in the service of the Church and our Lord. Saint Therese wrote that forgetting ourselves and being grateful and humble before the Lord makes us, in a way, attractive to him. Bishop Fulton Sheen expressed this by saying how a child is cute as long as he doesn't know he's cute. As soon as he thinks he is, he becomes a brat. Which is to say, the more like Saint Therese we become, the less conscious we are of being holy. We just are. This is the difference between being childlike, which we are called, and childish, which we are called to put away. We can no longer be slaves to our emotions. That is what the unruly infant does. They cry unceasingly when hungry until the world gives them what they want. The childish person experiences meltdown after meltdown, acting purely out of emotion, which is not the path to holiness. But the follower of Christ is called to grow up in faith and yet remain small. This is the battle. Saint Therese called this a giant's race, where we pray to God saying, "What yes are you asking of me today?" And to know that it is only with God's help that we can respond well. Saint Therese knew that we cannot get to heaven on our own. This is the essence of being a child of God, recognizing our weaknesses, but never becoming discouraged. Father Liberman, a Jew who became a Catholic priest and a founding member of the Holy Ghost Fathers, used to say, "Discouragement is the downfall of souls." There are two main signs of pride: one, despising others, and the other is getting discouraged. The more you grow in holiness, the more you will love others, and the more you will depend on God. Looking at our gospel today, we can imagine Jesus calling Saint Therese over with his disciples gathered around and saying, "Unless you become like my Therese, you will not enter the kingdom of God. For whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." May we pray to Saint Therese to help us remember her little way, which is first, put up with ourselves as we are. Secondly, to expect everything from God and to leap and to be lifted up into his arms. Thirdly, to forget ourselves and to become truly humble. There is more to life than bad news. In fact, there is great news. And that we are called to be joyful saints. With the help of Saint Therese, we can indeed become little ones. As Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom of God." God bless you.